are Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Steve Kaffin. A month after the toxic train wreck in Ohio, the freight line Norfolk Southern is out with a new six-point safety plan. CBS's Roxana Saberi has been covering the story.
The railroad operator said today it wants to look at increasing the number of detectors it uses along the tracks to sense when a train's wheels are overheating and to consider placing them closer together.
There's an investigation into a Norfolk Southern derailment in Springfield, Ohio over the weekend that had some residents concerned.
In your mind, you assume the train will just get back on the track and be okay, and then all of a sudden when cars start going left and right, and then you're like, this is got for real.
Officials say there was no chemical spill. Most of the cars that went off the track, they say, were empty. CBS's Cammie McCormick's got the latest now on four Americans who were kidnapped in northern Mexico.
The four were in a vehicle when they came under fire in the city of Matamoros. According to the FBI, they'd driven in from Brownsville, Texas, and were in a minivan with North Carolina plates. They were taken from the scene by armed men. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for their return. The U.S. consulate had just issued an alert on Friday because of drug cartel violence in the area.
There's an investigation in Rochester, New York, after last night's fatal crowd crush after a rap concert. One woman died, nine other people hurt, two critically. Police Chief David Smith.
As people began to exit, the crowd began to surge and rush toward the exit. There are some reports that shots were heard, causing the crowd to panic, but that has not been confirmed.
More than 30 people arrested last night after protesters threw rocks and Molotov cocktails at Atlanta police. No one was hurt, but it came at the planned site of a police training center.
We are in the middle of a week of action. This is the fifth week of action associated with the Stop Cop City movement to stop the destruction of up to 380 acres of forest land and the creation of a $90 million police training facility.
Protest organizer Micah Herskind. Two United Airlines jets came together this morning at Boston's Logan Airport. One was being pushed back from a gate by a tow tug when a wing struck the tail of another 737 at an adjacent gate. No one was hurt. It's one of the most popular classic rock songs of all time. Freebird by Lynyrd Skynyrd, the prominent guitar of Gary Rossington. The band says Rossington, the last surviving original member of the group, has died at 71. Wall Street, the Dow is up 80 points. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Wendy's homestyle French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hour.
When the weather is cold, it's wonderful to warm up with freshly roasted coffee or a delicious tea like turmeric ginger. Family Natural Foods carries organic and Wisconsin roasted coffees and teas to delight your senses and warm you from the inside out. Find Wisconsin-based Wonder State, Liberation Farms, and Ruby Coffee roasted local and fresh. They also carry Reishi Tea, an independently owned Milwaukee company inspired by tradition. Warm up at Family Natural Foods.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, March 7th. In Wood County, the Operations Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Highway Department is hosting a local roads forum for local officials at 9 a.m. at the Richfield Municipal Building in Marshfield. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee meeting will be held at 4 p.m. in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Public Works Committee meeting will follow at 5 p.m. In Portage County, the Traffic Safety Commission will meet at 10 a.m. The Executive Operations Committee will meet at 5 p.m. and the Land and Water Conservation Committee meeting starts at 7 p.m. The Stevens Point Zoning Board of Appeals meeting begins at 6 p.m. The Village of Whiting will have their Utilities Committee meeting at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting scheduled from 1 to 2:30 p.m. has been canceled. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High of 36, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight, lows dip down to about 23, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 34.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
No sour, happy, fun time, haha, power hour. Welcome to the no sour, fun time, haha, power hour.
Oh, she did it.
I got it.
I think she's got it. By George, she's got it. By George, she's got it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Wisconsin. Welcome to the No Sour Ha Ha Fun Time Power Hour.
We'll take it.
We will take it. And this is the hour of the day where we lighten things up a little bit. You know, if you made it through the policy talk and the funding talk and the voting talk, this is your dessert. At least that's the way we say it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless your dessert is policy and civics and all of that, which I'm friends with plenty of people,
who
are that way. But for everyone else, this is the cultural fun part of the show. And coming up in the next segment, some solid advice. I feel like if you follow the National Park Service on Twitter.
Oh, they're hilarious.
Really, really solid, if not obvious,
yep.
But solid advice. So we'll talk about some of the advice just as recently that they've given that is good.
Yeah.
And obvious. And then at 1:30, we have some more etiquette debates. I think we have picked out some good ones for today. Tomorrow, because I feel like some of these deserved an entire segment.
Which, in and of itself.
So this isn't for today, but tomorrow, just to prep that, our etiquette debate is, because we talked about offering to pay the bill when you're on a date.
Right.
Even if your date insists on covering the whole thing. But I think this is contentious. So tomorrow we're going to talk about splitting the bill evenly when you're out with friends.
Okay.
And what's the right call? So that's for tomorrow. But I was like, we can't do three, because that one I think people have very strong feelings about. So we will do that at 1:30. But to kick off, bare minimum Mondays.
This is a thing.
I don't know if it's a thing so much as at least this one content creator, entrepreneur has coined it to be a thing. And I think a lot of us would love for it to be a thing. But if you had to guess, Jane, what bare minimum Mondays are, what would you say that they include?
I assume it is a modified version of quiet quitting.
Oh.
Right? It just sounds like it's like about doing less.
Yes, it's certainly not a productivity hack.
Yeah, I didn't think, let's do more. No. So this is going in the opposite direction on things you should cut back on Mondays.
Yes. So this comes from, her name's Marissa Jo Mays, and she's a self-employed TikTok creator.
Ah.
She's also a startup founder, and she's gone viral for what she calls bare minimum Mondays. Now, she totally acknowledges, let's just get this off the
acknowledge it right off the bat.
The criticism of it is she doesn't have a kid. She works at home. She works for herself. So there's certain things that she does that are just not feasible. So my question is less of just being able to adopt exactly what she does, but more of the ethos of a bare minimum Monday and ideas for how we could adopt, like things that we could reasonably do in our jobs or other people could reasonably do in their jobs to make Mondays a little less daunting and alleviate the Sunday scaries. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
So this is kind of how she got here. So in 2020, I worked in medical device sales. I was completely miserable and burned out. I thought the problem was my boss or the work culture in corporate America. So I quit my job and gave self-employment a whirl. I soon realized the issue was bigger than that. I had a, quote, hustle culture problem, a perfectionism problem. I was still approaching work the same way as in my corporate job. It was like a cycle. It was a cycle of stress and burnout. I'd feel bad because I was so burned out. I couldn't do anything. So I'd make an insanely long to-do list for Mondays, guilty, with the hope of overachieving my way back to feeling good about myself and how much I was getting done. Guilty. Every week, the Sunday scaries would hit, and every Monday, I'd sleep in until the absolute last second because I knew that list was waiting for me. The pressure I was putting on myself was paralyzing, and I realized something had to change. So I feel like that scenario is not uncommon.
Absolutely.
I think I feel that. That's why I work on Sundays, so I don't feel as stressed out on Mondays.
Right, right.
And I think that what she says of I will overachieve my way out of overwhelm, that hit me really hard as far as how I feel like if I just can get all of this done, if I can just get my routine better and fit more things into the same hours, like then I will feel better.
And she's saying that's not true.
And she's saying that's never going to be the case. So basically, she created this thing for herself called Bare Minimum Mondays. And she does. So these are some of the things that she does. And so she does not take meetings in the first 2 hours of the day.
No Monday meetings.
No Monday meetings before 10 a.m.
All right.
She'll do reading, journaling. She'll do some stuff around the house. She also will not be on technology, so she doesn't check her emails, text messages, social media for the first 2 hours on Mondays.
Wow.
So then around 10, she does whatever she wants to do creatively. That's like work-focused, but is more creative versus admin.
Okay.
So for her, since she's a content creator, she's working on visuals, she's filming something.
Graphics, whatever.
Yeah, so it's work-related, but it's enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
And then she'll do an hour before breaking for lunch or go for a walk. Then she does her main work tasks for 2 hours, not multitasking, not distracted, not on her phone. And then she'll basically do like another hour after that. So my Monday work is shorter, but because it's really focused work, I get the same amount done as my old 8-hour work days. And so, obviously, many people, you can't always say you're not going to have a Monday morning meeting. I know for most sales cultures, there's a Monday meeting. We have a Monday meeting that every other week we get to go to.
Yep.
But then they switch times so that Todd and Earl can go to it on the other days. And so, my question, I get the ethos of how do you make Mondays a little bit easier? And I think she has figured out something that works for her. But my question is, what are other ideas to make Monday an easier pill to swallow?
Well, what she has designed for herself is literally not applicable for most people in the working world. It simply isn't. I would love to be able to read a book and do whatever for 2 hours, but then I'd have to get up at 5.
Yeah.
You know, in order to do that. And Wouldn't it be nice to be able to take an hour for lunch and have lunch and go for a walk and do all that? That's just not practical.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And the only thing I can think, which you're not going to like, to help make Mondays easier is to work on Sundays.
Which I already do.
I know, and I do too. And I don't know what else would make that better.
And I would love to hear from people listening right now if you have other ideas or something that works for you to alleviate the Sunday scaries and not walk into this feeling of a laundry list of things to do and the hurdle that the beginning of the week can feel like. So 844-967-2789, or you can leave a comment if you're watching the live stream and I can read that out loud. But one of the other points she makes in there that I also associate with and sometimes wonder for myself is she refers to herself as being neurodivergent. And she doesn't say if she's ADHD or autistic or something that that's kind of a catch-all term now. But she says, I'm assuming if she has ADHD, at least that's because that's what I have, is we often do extra mental lifting that neurotypical people don't do in order to mask or fit in. Because we're overcompensating, we can be more prone to burnout, letting myself off the hook for a lot of unspoken expectations and rules that didn't really matter was so liberating. And I do feel like that sometimes as far as to overcompensate for my distraction or what I like the amount of that I get overwhelmed or like the over-preparing.
Right.
Because of, I don't know, it's just how I've always worked. And so like what maybe doesn't take someone else as long takes me longer. And trying to overcompensate for that.
We have Stephen from Green Bay on the line checking in on Beer Minimum Mondays. We got about a minute and a half, Stephen. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I'm going to start out by saying I didn't know you guys had a live stream where I can actually watch you guys. And my mental picture of what you guys look like is different than what you guys actually look like. But anyways, what my wife and I do is on Sundays, we do kind of like a power down thing where we don't do anything from noon until bedtime on Sunday.
Hmm.
And we just kind of do whatever we want. And then Monday morning we wake up refreshed and ready to go.
I like that. I like that as far as, and then just whatever's for you on Monday, you deal with on Monday.
Yep. Monday will come eventually.
That is true.
So you don't do any work on the weekends, Stephen?
No, we do on Saturday, and then we'll wake up usually around like 8 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then work until noon, and then noon forward, no work for me and my wife.
Oh, that's a good suggestion. We have to let you go, but I would love to know what you thought we looked like. Thanks, Stephen, for the call. But that is true. We do have a live stream, so if you'd like to watch Jane and I, you can always do that.
And never forget that there's a reason why some of us went into radio in the first place was because no one could see you.
You're getting used to it. People
Whatever.
Love to see you laugh, though. And the looks that we give each other that don't translate into an audio medium.
That's true.
All right. When we come back, National Park Service, just give it out. Free advice. Free, solid advice. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
What happens when your daddy issues move in? You get Unprisoned, the all-new Hulu original series, Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo. Imagine, you're a single working mother who's dating and even about to buy a new house. Life is pretty good until your dad comes back to live with you after 17 years of being in prison. This could be a second chance to make it right, right? Think you've got daddy issues? Well, hers are here to stay. Unprisoned, starring Kerry Washington and Delroy Lindo, premieres Friday, March 10th, streaming only on Hulu.
The Arts Council presents Take Three, where rock meets Bach. Take Three gives you the most exciting and refreshing pop, rock, classical, fusion music anywhere in the world. and they'll be at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids Thursday, March 9th. See what Take 3 is about and get your tickets anytime at savorthearts.org or call 715-424-2787. Take 3 with the Arts Council, your performing arts connection.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Mama, what does the chicken say? Dog. Cat. Giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. To the airwaves, the Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Necessities, simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your spite.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Badnair. I was hoping that was going to be the song that you were going to choose. That was, so quick side note, that when I was, God bless my mom, but when I was first auditioning for musical theater in Madison for the CTM, Children's Theater of Madison, again, we've established not a great natural born singer. I got better for a little while and then I stopped taking voice lessons and I regressed. But my mom, knowing that I could perform but not really sing, we would try to choose songs where I could really sell it.
Sure.
And Bare Necessities was one of those songs that I used to use to audition for.
I bet you were adorable.
I was adorable. I'm pretty sure, I forgot which one I used that for, I did get a callback. I did not get the part, but I did get a callback. And so it's a good kid song. I had a whole dance.
I bet we need to see that. We need to resurrect that.
All right. Well, I always appreciate, it's one thing for any, you know, companies when they have a really good social media strategy.
Look at the Milwaukee Public Library.
Yes. But so there's, it's one thing when a company does it, but when a governmental agency does it, it's like just chef's kiss as far as they figured out how to tap into whatever. Either it's someone who works there that is creative enough or gets social media enough to develop a sense of humor, but then still work within the confines of what we do as an organization.
And the mission of the agency.
And how we can still be useful, but entertaining. And I was not aware of National Park Service's Twitter that has over 1 million followers.
And you should follow them.
It's 1.1 million followers. And it is. I mean, it's not a fake one. It's not like Lake Superior, which is a fake Twitter account for Lake Superior. That's hilarious.
It is.
But it's not like the part, like the people in charge of keeping Lake Superior clean. It is someone who has just taken it upon themselves to tweet as Lake Superior.
Yes, exactly. No, this is the actual U.S. Park Service.
And so a couple weeks ago, they first got on my radar because they tweeted, to avoid crowds, visit areas that are less crowded.
Oh, jeez.
And it's like, well, it's not wrong advice.
No, it would be accurate, yes.
And then they go on to say there are more than 400 national parks across the country. We love exploring parks off the beaten path because I'm sure this, you know, everyone wants to go to the big ones, the Yosemite. And then once you get there, some of the natural beauty maybe doesn't feel as beautiful because there's so many people there.
Sure.
And, you know, like people. And so they were just saying there's other parks you can
Wonderful
go to.
Parks, yes.
But yes, that got retweeted like 4,800 times. And I was one of the people who was like, I mean, they're not wrong. But now.
This is the best one in a long time.
Never push a slower friend down when you come across a bear.
And that's the opening line of the tweet, right?
Yes. So basically, and now there's been a bunch of articles written about it since. But, and it's real advice as far as, I think this is, yeah. So the whole tweet is, if you ever come across a bear, never push a slower friend down.
Which is it's a classic joke, right?
Is it?
It is a classic joke. Yes. If you what should you do if you're with a friend and you're in the woods and you see a bear? It's push down your friend and keep running.
I didn't know that was a joke.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So the whole tweet is, if you come across a bear, never push a slower friend down, right, even if you feel the friendship has run its course.
Ooh, they are harsh over there at the Park Service.
And so, if not friend, why friend-shaped? What about your other friend? Seeing a bear in the wild is a special treat for any visitor to a national park. While it's an exciting moment, it is important to remember that bears in national parks are wild and can be dangerous. And so then they link this to safety around bears.
Okay.
And basically a bunch of information about, if you see a bear, how to actually act, react, do not push your friend. And so that visual of just being like, well, screw you, like the sacrificial lamb of throwing it to the bear.
Nice knowing you. I'm out of here.
But then the other things they've been doing recently, which I think are great, especially as someone who is redecorating their house, is they're basically taking pictures from different parks. It's like beautiful pictures of different parks, and then putting the color palette next to it. Have you never seen? See, clearly I spend too much time on Pinterest, but it's like this trend, or not trend, it's a useful thing. It's understanding like the main colors from a picture.
All right.
And then it picks out the color code for next to it. So if like that's the kind of color scheme you want for your room or whatever.
Okay.
And so they've done that with a bunch of different pictures of the park. So again, like very creative and complementing colors that you can use for your next home renovation.
Good to know.
And so yeah, so give them a follow. Not that they need it. There's plenty of people following them, but do it for yourself because
you'll be glad.
There's every once in a while some gems in there that really, really get you through. So, all right, when we come back, some mostly dinner party, eating etiquette, coming back to the New Yorker and their do's and don'ts when it comes to current etiquette in 2023. We will run through them. Jane and I will debate. The first one, think about it. Let us know your thoughts. Don't foist your allergies onto a dinner party. Think about it. What would you do? I don't have any dinner. I don't have any allergies, so not really applied to me, but I know people.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not always an allergy, if you know what I mean. 844-967-2789. We'll be back in just a minute.
You can live without it and go along not thinking about it. It tells you something true. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you. They'll come to you.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
to be considerate and caring, courageous and strong.
For better,
for worse, in sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend,
partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Kids and parents gathered at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center in Wisconsin Rapids for the Paint with the Police event. Wood County Sheriff's Department officers painted with the kids in full uniform and had live musical entertainment. These young kids were able to interact with officers and get to know them as real people who serve and protect our city. The race for Wisconsin Supreme Court is already the most expensive in U.S. history, at close to $19 million and counting. That includes the money raised by the campaigns themselves and outside groups.
It's the world that we live in, quite frankly. Ever since the Citizens United case, was decided by the United States Supreme Court, outside money can come into these races.
That's Janet Protasewicz, recently on Capital City Sunday. Her opponent, Dan Kelly, says money gets the candidate's message out. In sports, the Badgers beat Minnesota last night. The Bucks beat Washington. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Snow likely this afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies expected. High of 36, northeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of snow again tonight, lows dip down to about 23, cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 40. A dusting of snow today. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. As a reminder, we haven't done one of these in a while. If you missed any part of today's show,
yes,
you can always listen to it as a podcast. Because not only do we live stream this thing so you can see what we look like, much to Jane's chagrin, you can also listen to us on your schedule.
Right. Whenever it's
whenever you
convenient.
Want.
Yeah, for you.
And so you can go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher.
And you can leave comments there too, right?
Well, Apple, or you can leave reviews.
Reviews. Okay.
Spotify, you can rate us. Apple, you can also rate us, but you can also leave an actual review for us, which we appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
Only if you like us. If you have negative feedback, feel free to email us and then we will read it and defend ourselves silently and then say thanks for the email.
We do welcome all comments. We really do.
We do. It's actually been really helpful. It's been great to have guest ideas that have come from listeners, mm-hmm. topic ideas that have come from listeners, feedback on things that really stood out. Because, you know, sometimes we are talking into the abyss sometimes, as far as it's unlike a theater or a comedy doing stand up where you get immediate feedback on whether or not it's resonating with people.
Right.
Hearing from you that a segment made you think about something differently, you shared it with people, you laughed, helps us.
You learned something.
Yeah, helps us also know the content that which topics we should keep doing and what kind of guests we should keep bringing back. So we want this to be as engaging and a two-way conversation as possible. So whenever you want to reach out to us, you can email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. You can call us, text us, 844-967-2789. Follow us, As Goes Wisconsin, across Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. What am I missing?
No, I don't think you're missing anything. And I just want to say, at least up to this point, you guys have been really nice to us.
Yeah.
And we really recognize that and appreciate it. I know as a opinion show, people can be pretty nasty. I've seen it in mm-hmm. other places where I've worked and other emails gotten over the years, and people can get pretty nasty when you're a keyboard warrior. Mm-hmm. And we really, really appreciate the respectful interactions that we've had with our listeners.
Totally.
Yeah.
I sometimes wonder, because I've talked to, it wasn't Jesse specifically, but I mean, we have a fair amount of female political journalists in Wisconsin who are not opinion.
Right. They're just reporters.
They're just reporters. And I think I know that they get vitriol for just reporting the truth.
And these are horrible emails.
Yes. And I have said I am surprised at, not that it's nothing, but I'm continuously surprised that, for the most part, I don't get called names very often as far as what across all the different channels. And so I don't know if it's because I try to approach topics in a respectful way, playful, but respectful.
Right.
And being thoughtful as far as how to approach a topic, or if it's just because we're still in the echo chamber and we're not necessarily reaching the people who hate our opinions.
We're not annoying the right people, Kristen.
No, we're not reaching the people who will let us know how much they disagree with us once we do start reaching them.
And I have no problem with letting us know if you disagree with us.
Yeah.
Just don't start swearing. Because as far as I am concerned, when you resort to curse words and insults, you have no argument.
Yeah.
So bring it on. We welcome your opinions. Just don't make me wash your mouth out with soap, because I don't want to have to do that.
Fair enough.
Right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to
manners.
Manners. Etiquette. This is the theme here is social part, like social gatherings, ordering food, kind of where we're at.
All right.
So, first one. No deciding your order at the counter.
Yes.
When you roll up, speak up.
Yes.
My only defense as being someone who sometimes does this, and it's not really a defense because I should just wear my glasses, but if they don't have a menu you can look at until you're in front of the board, I'm sometimes sitting there squinting, trying to read the board, and I haven't fully decided yet. Or if it's a very fast line. Or is there no excuse? Am I just wrong?
Well,
should I just wear my glasses?
That would help. that would be a good way to help alleviate that situation.
Yes. Also help with my wrinkles.
And, I mean, we all have computers in our laps that can look up menus for just about every restaurant on the planet. And so just look it up ahead of time so you know what you want.
Yeah.
And if you're at McDonald's and you don't know what you want, then you shouldn't be there. It's not like there's 9,000 new choices at the McDonald's
pretty
menu
standard
that should catch you by surprise, right?
That's true. That's true. All right. You convinced me. I think, so this is, their explanation is if you're waiting in line behind more than one person.
Okay.
So if there's no line, I think there's a little bit of a grace period.
Sure.
That's your time to figure this out. It's not for texting, getting deranged health tips from TikTok, or reading work Slack. Come ready to play and cut right to the chase. Put a string of nouns together. Poppy seed bagel, cream cheese, not toasted. Done. Next. Go.
Brief, concise, and to the point. I like it.
See, especially, again, this is the New Yorker. I imagine there is very little patience for someone to not know what their order is when they get to the front of the line in New York. All right, next one. Don't foist your allergies onto a dinner party.
What does that mean?
So, this is an example. Once I gave a dinner party with my ex, who was a fantastic cook. He created a 5-course menu and made the pasta by hand. Then a famous designer, I won't say who, showed up with a blender filled with the ingredients for his own meal. He was on a very restricted diet. If I were on a very restricted diet, or if I were gluten-free, or vegan, or anything, I would not say a word to my host. At a dinner party, it's about what the host wants to do. Just pick at what you can, then eat when you get home. Agree or disagree?
Well, if you have allergies, allergies can be deadly.
Yeah.
So I think you're within your rights of self-protection.
You bring your own food?
No, but at least you owe the host the courtesy of saying, look, I'm allergic to nuts. Severely, severely allergic to nuts. Because, again, there are people who have such serious and strong reactions.
I mean, my mother is deathly allergic to freshwater fish. Most fish.
I have a good friend who's allergic to latex.
Yeah. And not going to be in your food.
Well, no, but it's... That's a whole other thing. She's a dental hygienist.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It was a problem until she was able to figure out what was wrong. So anyway, allergies, yeah. But I mean, I have told people who have invited us for dinner, I don't like fish.
Mm-hmm.
So please don't make fish.
So what happens if you go and they do? You just don't eat it.
I just don't eat it.
Yeah.
Or I'll pick at it.
But I think... the allergy thing, I think you're right.
I mean, that's a matter of life and death.
If you say, I am allergic to this, and if then the courtesy of, as the host saying, well, I'm making this, so then you at least you give them the opportunity to eat beforehand, say they're not going to come.
Right.
Reevaluate your friendship because they want to kill you.
And maybe that's the point. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly. It's run the course.
Yeah.
Your friendship's run the course, just like with the bear.
Yeah, right. have some nut bars.
And so I think there needs to be a little bit more of a conversation. But I do. If someone's making a 5-course meal, there's a lot of planning that goes into that. So maybe some communication with your guests. As far as this is what we're making.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you have restrictions?
Right. You guys okay with this? Yes.
All right. This one, I'm interested. I don't know where you're going to fall on this one.
Hmm.
Don't browbeat anyone into joining a game at a party.
I'm 100% with that.
I kind of thought that's where you're going to be. I bet you're the same way with karaoke.
Absolutely. Why would you
browbeat someone into singing karaoke?
And I am not a big game player.
Really?
No. It depends upon what it is.
Which games will you play?
I will play Crap on Your Neighbor, the classic card game.
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
I will play Scrabble.
Okay. Not really a party game.
No.
It's more of a one-on-one good game.
And I would do charades.
I feel like you'd shine at charades.
I would do charades. But I have some family members who are very, very pro-game and very pushy pro-gamers.
And are they also very competitive once they play the game?
Yes.
So things end in a fight? Got it.
It's
I know that well.
And it's so much fun then. Why wouldn't I want to play?
So do they browbeat you into trying to get you to play?
Well, they've given up now.
Okay.
Because it's after years of this, it's like, I'm not playing and you can't make me.
What game do they want you to play?
It's usually some version of cards.
Okay.
Or what was the other thing? My sister has a... It's like bowling, but smaller.
Bowling, but smaller? You can much, do it in the
much,
house?
Yeah, much smaller. With I'll have to look it up because I'm drawing a blank.
Bowling, some small bowling. Yeah, and
there's
in the house.
There's a thing, and you hit the things, and they go to the end.
It's very... Could someone talk you into playing Twister?
Not a chance. At this point in my life, that could be. I could hurt myself.
I don't know how the last time I played Twister either. Oh, I'm trying to imagine you just stonewalling someone and be like, get the F out of here.
Well, and once I go down, I'm staying there.
Yes. All right. So don't browbeat people joining a game at a party.
No.
I think we just like let people do their thing. If you are the person who doesn't want to play, offer to be scorekeeper. They offer as a solution.
Something.
So you can still be involved.
Exactly.
But you don't have to be part of the competition.
Don't
get yelled at.
Don't game shame.
Are you secretly worried you're going to be the weakest link?
Not necessarily, okay. No. I just don't want to.
Okay. Fair. All right. So I'm going to say what they think it is. What is the grace period for one-on-one social lateness?
So it's acceptable. You can be this
like
late.
As long as you're, and it's like, you're meeting someone one-on-one. It's not to a party where you're,
right.
You know, it's kind of come and go. It is, you're meeting someone for dinner, drinks, coffee. What is the grace period window of, you're not really late yet?
I'll give 15 minutes.
Oh, okay. And I'm surprised because New York, like you get trains that stop and you get stuck underneath and then you don't have any service because you're not underneath the water and la, 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 la. There's a lot of reasons that in big cities, it's hard to sometimes be there right at the punctual time.
Sure.
They said the grace period for one-on-one social lateness without penalty remains unchanged at 10 minutes.
That's tight.
I think that's pretty tight
that
too.
That can be cutting it really close.
They said no credit is awarded for arriving early and demanding any is impolite. The pandemic changed everything but this.
10 minutes. That's it.
I think 15 minutes.
I think so, too. And I think you raise a really good point about traffic issues. And if you're taking an Uber and if you're, you know, there's all kinds of things that can hold you up.
I'm probably always good to be somewhere between on time and 15 minutes late. Especially the park, you gotta find parking sometimes.
Yes.
So, but anything after that becomes a problem. But all right, that's for today. So come back tomorrow if you have strong feelings about the how to split a bill at friendship with friends. We'll talk about that tomorrow. All right, when we come.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When times get dark,
we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. FM, WAUK 540 AM, Waukesha's only news talk station.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are wrapping up today's Monday episode. Flew by.
It really did.
It's a good Monday.
Yep.
Would you call it a bare minimum Monday?
I don't think we did the bare minimum.
Nope. But felt good.
Yeah.
You said we got some texts?
We did. 844-967-2789. You can call or text the same number we were just talking about. How much grace period do you give if you're meeting someone for dinner, for drinks, and what the time limit should be? And so this article from The New Yorker said 10 minutes, right?
Yes.
You get 10 minutes. A texter from the 262 says, grace period depends upon whom I am meeting. And I would go along with that because there are people who are perpetually late. And that gets old really fast. And I think that's indicative of wanting to have control. People who are consistently late.
Oh, that's an interesting insight.
I'm going to make you all wait for me.
I don't think of it as control. I just think of it as it being inconsiderate.
But I think tied into that inconsideration is they're all going to wait for me.
Oh, it's a little bit more sinister than I ever thought it would be. Because I just thought it was people who are bad with time.
Consider who I am.
Okay.
Gee, Jane took a cynical view of that. I'm so surprised.
So surprised.
I know. And then we had a text from, we were talking about hearing from you and texts and emails and any comments you want to make. And lovely Tom from West Allis just says, both of you ladies rock.
Yay.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate that. We owe you $5.
Yes. Maybe not $5, but.
We'll give $250.
Yeah, okay. Each. We'll each give them $250.
You just think you got to come out. You have to come out to Waukesha to get it.
I know. Which from West Dallas, that's not bad. Actually, a buddy of mine who lives in West Dallas who was at the Shuffle this weekend. I think he was like, "When are you getting me on my show? Or when are you getting me on your show?" And I was like, "Well, what would you talk about?" He's a big personality, but he's a plumber, and he wants to come in and talk about unions.
Wonderful.
And you know, he's like, you know, encouraging young people to join the trades, because even if it's not your job forever, while you have that job, you have health insurance, you have benefits because of these certain jobs that still have strong unions.
Yes.
And I was like, I was not expecting, because he's a goofball, but it was such a great answer. I was like, yeah, absolutely. Come in and talk about it as far as like what the union does for you, because, you know, sometimes unions get a bad rap. But I think also talking about what it's like to go into the trades and have that be your profession. Because it was funny, because he, being a plumber, the amount of people that day as we were all hanging out, I think he got like three new customers that day. They're like, well, can you come over and fix this? He goes, yeah, of course. And there you go.
I'm telling you, plumbers, electricians, if you have someone that you trust and you can rely on, it's huge. And I have done series about more girls getting into the trades.
Oh.
Because these are family supporting jobs.
Yeah.
You know, once you get through your apprenticeship, and as you said, there are benefits while you're going through that. But once you become, I believe it's journeyman, you can make a good living. I mean, crane operators, because I did get to operate a crane once really badly.
Did you break anything?
I did not break anything. But, I mean, that is a really, really complicated job. The mathematics and the weight loads and the But once you get through all of that and you become a journeyman, you can make a good living.
Wait, I want to hear more about you driving a crane. So how did this happen?
So I was driving past this construction site once and no one was there, so I jumped in. Yeah. No, there's a construction company near Green Bay that has an open house for getting girls in the trades. So they will have different setups of a carpentry setup and then a masonry setup. And the carpentry, they build a picnic table. And in masonry, they build a wall. And then there's the crane. And you can try and drive the crane. Actually, what you're doing is you're trying to sink a weight into a garbage can.
Okay.
But the controls are very, very sensitive. And as you're moving, the weight starts to swing.
Yep.
So it took me a good 20 minutes.
To get the weight in. But you got it.
I did get it in, which was one of the proudest moments of my life. And I just give so much credit to the professionals who were there and their patience, because they were so, so good-natured and so patient. And the guy who was helping me just laughed. They just had they were just all so wonderful. But seriously, if your girls have an aptitude for stuff like that, it's really, I talked to women who were laborers.
Yeah.
Who, and then became project managers. And like so many industries, the trades are looking for more people.
Totally.
And it's a really good, if I had any aptitude for math, that would have been something I think I would have considered more seriously.
So wait, when you went and did this, was it because it was something you were looking into, or did you do it as like a radio bit?
I was doing it as a story.
The story?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I did it as a story.
You weren't like, oh, maybe my second profession can be a laborer.
No, but I would love to learn how to drive a front end loader.
Then you could put your bumper sticker on Danger Lady Jane.
Oh, I have chill.
Can we do that? Can we revive that story and do it again?
Absolutely.
I would love to learn more about that.
We will make a reach.
All right. We will make a reach. That sounds super interesting. All right. Well, that'll about do it for us today. You can stick around for Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I guess, should we say Luke and Brian? It's always a crapshoot if Brian's going to be there.
Luke and guest.
Luke and someone.
Luke and guest.
Luke and a surprise.
Fancy Brian has 9,000 things on his plate right now.
And Fancy Brian fixed our microphones, by the way.
I know.
You can let us know if we sound a lot better than we have been sounding.
Because of Fancy Brian.
We can thank Fancy Brian.
He was here yesterday.
If you're listening to WXCO, you got the Chad Holmes Show coming up next. But for now, that'll about do it for us. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for listening. We will be back tomorrow at 11 to do this all again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin.
One day, you went to your secret hiding place. You know, that spot that only you know about. And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if, instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.